Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. There was a scare this morning at the Rolling Hills Nursing Home just south of Batesville. A light ballast malfunctioned, causing smoke to fill some of the building. All residents were taken outside until the smoke could be removed. All are back to their rooms by now. No injuries reported. A 13-year-old male student at Southside School in Independence County has been charged with possession of a firearm on school property. The Independence County Sheriff's Office was called to the school Friday. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said the student was in possession of a .25 caliber pistol, which was later found to be inoperative. Jeffrey said members of the faculty and administration, acting on information from other students, questioned the youngster, who apparently admitted to having the pistol in his backpack. Sheriff Jeffrey said all students were removed from the classroom until the pistol was recovered. The sheriff said Detective Mike Mundy is checking the possibility that another student gave the pistol to the 13-year-old. Sheriff Jeffrey said any charges filed against a juvenile are heard before a juvenile court judge. A house fire in the oil trough area at the intersection of Newport Road and Maple Springs Access Road is thought to be arson. Deputy Michael Thatch said the house was fully engulfed in flames when he arrived around 3:45 this morning. Thatch said the house was reported to have been unoccupied for the past 2 years and did not appear to have electrical service. Deputy Thatch said a neighbor reported the residence was owned by David Foster, who lives in the Pleasant Plains area. Thatch said the Oil Trough Fire Department controlled the blaze at the scene. Independence County authorities say a Newark man was robbed Sunday afternoon after his house had burned the week before. Investigating officer Deputy James D. Jackson said someone cut the lock on a fence near the storage building owned by Bobby Freeman, then busted through the building's door to gain entry. Jackson said over $8,500 in property was stolen, including a cutting torch with accessories, a wire welder along with a welding helmet and welding rods, miter box, nail gun, 35 caliber rifle, a chainsaw, air hammer, 50-amp battery charger, and two 380 caliber handguns. Deputy Jackson said his information has been turned over to department detectives. And that brings you right up to date.